Now, an overwhelming majority of Czech children choose English as their first foreign language at school. However, there's often nobody to teach them. A new report by the Czech Schools Inspectors Body says it's extremely difficult to find qualified language teachers, either Czechs or native speakers. Ruth Frankova reports.
Every year, dozens of qualified English teachers graduate from pedagogical faculties all over the country, but very few of them choose to become teachers. As a result, Czech schools are forced to employ people who don't have appropriate qualifications. A quarter of English teachers at primary schools have no qualification at all, and the number is even higher at secondary schools. At the same time, native speakers willing to teach English are now practically unavailable. Currently, only about 2% of native speakers living in the Czech Republic teach English at elementary and secondary schools. Brian Callaghan has been teaching English in the Czech Republic since the 1990s. He started at a state secondary school, but after a few years he moved into the private sector. His bread and butter now are business classes and courses for high school graduates. He says money was the reason that made him leave the public school where he taught.
The pay was very low. I don't mind teaching teenagers. I enjoy it. To be honest with you, I wouldn't mind teaching in the public system, but I have two children at home, so a private school, again, it doesn't make me a millionaire, but if I was working at a state school, there'd be no way I'd be able to afford anything with two children at home. I do know a lot of Czechs who are great teachers who work for the private schools because they were unable to survive working in the public schools. And these are like great teachers who I think would be a benefit to Czech children.
But according to Brian Callaghan, money is not the only reason why native speakers choose to go elsewhere.
There's visa complications because nobody really understands the immigration rules. To get a year visa or a 6-month visa, how it works. It's gotten a little more expensive, so Prague isn't as cheap as it used to be. So people used to just get off the plane with their, you know, backpack, were able to survive and settle in for 3 or 4 months and then get a job, but it's not as easy.
Despite the increasing lack of qualified English teachers, Brian Callaghan says Czech children speak English much better than they used to. While Czech teachers can hardly expect a pay rise in the years to come, the Czech school inspection is hoping to improve the situation with a new national concept on foreign language teaching.
That report was by Ruth Frankova.